What I find the first Sunday of Advent does is situate us for the season that's coming. It's a season that I would suggest is not about waiting. It's certainly not about waiting in line at a store. It's more like what we just came from the last 2 or 3 weeks, the end of the world. And waiting, not waiting, being watchful, being alert. And being attentive to the fact that it's not this great big globe we walk on that's going to end. That's not what has to end. It's about the end of my world and the end of your world, in which we live in the illusion that each of us is sovereign. Each of us is the ruler. Each of us is king or queen. I just want to let you know, I'm in charge, you're not, so get over it. I have to keep coming back to that week after week. It's about the end of the illusion of self-centeredness, narcissism. It's all about me in a profound way. I'm reminded of a story about a guy I knew named Rick. His wife told him, and really, I've heard this go both ways, husbands and wives saying it to one another, "I'm coming to believe that you are incapable of thinking about anyone but yourself." As we hear that, each of us, we might believe, and as we feel our toes being stepped on, because that hurts, we might believe that that's the world that has to come to an end. So I'm going to take a step back, talk about the first reading and the times we live in, which are not easy. I don't have to do the litany of difficulties about the times we live in. I just don't have to. We all know that. It's not unlike the first reading from Isaiah chapter 63. Now you got to know there are three parts to Isaiah. First part happens about 800 years before Christ. Isaiah 2, the second Isaiah, happens, chapters 40 to 55, happens about 430 years before Christ. And chapters 56 to 66 happen, maybe 400 years before Christ. In the middle part, they're coming back. In the first part, they're dealing with the Assyrian attack on the northern kingdom. In the second part, it's the Babylonian attack that destroys Jerusalem and takes the people in exile. Talk about violence. And while the people are in exile in Babylon, the prophet Isaiah says, "Come home. The valleys will be raised and the mountains made low to make it easy for you to return to Jerusalem. Everything's going to be great." And some people responded to that. They came back. And after 20, 30 years, it wasn't great. It wasn't better. And they're disillusioned. Let me suggest that disillusionment can be the first indication that there might be something else beyond our illusions that we're waiting for. I'm just going to point to two words in the gospel. Be aware, keep alert. You do not know the time when the time will come. That's today's gospel. In the very first chapter of Mark's gospel, Jesus says, after John the Baptist was arrested, he came to Galilee proclaiming the good news and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. That's the time. It's today. It's every day. And in the Old Testament, there's the wonderful part. There is a season for everything. It's the same Greek word, kairos. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to build, a time to destroy, a time to plant, a time to harvest. This is the time. You do not know when the time will come, but it's near. And I think the other word that I'm going to point to, the word for asleep. Keep awake, or else when he comes, he may find you asleep. Here's the picture from the Old Testament that is so dear with this word. And the Lord called Samuel. Samuel. And he said, here I am, and ran to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. But he said, I did not call you. Go back to sleep. So he went back to sleep. And the Lord called again. Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am, for you called me. But he said, I did not call you. Go back to sleep. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. Then Eli perceived that it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go back to sleep. And if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Just going to end with a couple things. It seems to me that in our own age of anxiety and fear and defensiveness and rage, that those are the ways we cope with the it's the rage that we cope with anxiety, or it's shopping, or it's having holiday parties, or it's doing all kinds of stuff this crazy time of year. That's the way we cope with the anxiety. And that's the state in which we stay asleep, anxious, fearful. We're still asleep. When the Lord comes and says, drop your illusions of being the center of the world. Like Samuel, we get to say, "Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening." Let us attend to that voice that calls us each and every day. And have a blessed Advent.